December. This is an awareness program to make us aware that women and children are being abused and there is violence against women and children. Part of these 16 days is the 1st of December, which is World AIDS Day. And that is the relevant topic for today. Globally, since the first known case of HIV and AIDS in the mid-80s, 1981, that was in Los Angeles, America. Not to dwell too much on the history of HIV and AIDS, there are two case scenarios. The one ideology is that HIV and AIDS began in Africa, Kinshasa to be specific. And how it began is another story. The other ideology is that it began from humankind. The first ideology is that it began from the animal kingdom. And the second ideology is that it began from humankind. And the first known case of HIV and AIDS was in 1981 in Los Angeles, USA. The peak of the pandemic was between 1997 and 2012. In 2012-2013, UNAIDS had a conference in South America. And at that conference, Deputy Secretary General of UNAIDS stated that they have a target. By 2013, there should be either no HIV and AIDS case or it should be drastically reduced. In other words, the number of people living with HIV and AIDS should be drastically reduced. In a HIV and AIDS program or bayan or lecture, it cannot go without statistics. Since the mid-80s to today, 2015, 40 million people have died due to HIV and AIDS. 35 million people today live with HIV and AIDS worldwide, globally. 53% of those people living with HIV and AIDS don't even know that they are HIV positive. Even in South Africa, half of those with HIV and AIDS don't know that they are HIV positive. 40 million people have died, 35 million people today globally live with HIV and AIDS. Why is it relevant for us? Because we live in the HIV hotspot of the world. 71% of global HIV and AIDS cases live in sub-Saharan Africa. That is South Africa, Lesotho, Swaziland, Mozambique, Malawi, Botswana, Namibia, etc. Sub-Saharan Africa, SADC countries, constitute 71% of these global figures. UNAIDS target, by 2030, the number of people living with HIV and AIDS should drastically be reduced. When this statement was made in 2012-2013, global AIDS figures were coming down. But South African AIDS figures were not coming down. The reason for global AIDS figures coming down is twofold. One is education. People became aware of this pandemic. People realized that this is affecting us. So because of knowledge and education, people became aware of this program, the numbers reduced. The availability and affordability of medication, ARVs, etc., the global figures came down. However, South African figures didn't come down in 2012. In 2012, Our figures were actually higher. If you see the News 24 article about AIDS statistics in the survey of AIDS in South Africa, there's a bit of a misconception. They state that from 2008 to 2015, our numbers have come down. Our numbers have actually come down from 2012 to 2015, not from 2008 to 2012. 2008 to 2012, our numbers were gradually increasing. Why is it also relevant for us? Besides the fact that we are part of the HIV hotspot of the world, being in the sub-Saharan Africa, we constitute 71% of global figures. South Africa, 6.19% of South Africans are HIV positive. And again, 50% of these don't know that they are HIV positive. 2015, plus minus 140,000 people in South Africa died with HIV and AIDS. And remember, one person dying with HIV and AIDS is one too many. If you are thinking right now that this is not for us, this is not for our community, this is not for our society, then I would say, and like my seniors would say, that you are thinking just like how we were thinking 10, 15, 20 years ago when somebody stood here and spoke to us about drugs. When they spoke to us about drugs, we probably thought and said the same thing. This is not for us, it's for somebody else. And today, there isn't a person in this community, in this masjid, there isn't a South African Muslim that can say he doesn't know a story about a drug-related incident in either his family or his community. So if we are going to say the same thing with regards to HIV and AIDS, we will be saying the same thing about drugs today that we did not say 15, 20 years ago. So again, we as South Africans, we need to do something about it. What can we do? We need to educate ourselves with regards to the pandemic. How can a person become HIV positive? How can he educate his employees and his employer? How can we talk to the people that work for us? How can we talk to the people, our fellow workers, our domestics, our gardeners? Speak to them, because verily, not only the broader community, but within our community itself, the people that work for us are either infected or affected by this pandemic. So we need to talk to them. The government has a policy, they have the ABC of AIDS. A is for abstinence, B is for be faithful, and C is for condomization. And respected friends, condomization doesn't work. We should become bold advocates of abstinence and be faithful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us, don't go near it. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't go near it. That is abstinence. We should be staying far away from it. And this is what we should be informing people around us. We should become bold advocates of abstinence and be faithful. There are no statistics or specific statistics with regards Muslims of South Africa that are HIV positive. We cannot give a figure. The government has given a figure of 0.8% of Indians or Asians that are HIV positive in South Africa. But there are no specifics with regards to Muslims that are HIV positive. How do we know that it is affecting us? Through medical practitioners, people who become afraid or people who think that they are HIV positive, they come to their medical their doctors, they do a test, and that's how we have come to know that This is prevalent within our society and community. Through medical practitioners, the Islamic care line, our Jamiat officers, ulama out there, the people come to for advice with their problems, and we have come to know that this pandemic is prevalent within our community and society. If you are living a life and having extramarital affairs or involved in such activities, you should beware. Few weeks ago, we met with a person who is part of the Islamic Medical Association, and they were telling us that don't be beguiled. Our behavior should be that of a Muslim. If we are married, then we should be faithful. And we should not be beguiled that if we go for a test and the test comes out negative, we are HIV negative, not positive, then that virus can be within a person. And it takes about 3 to 6 months to get your results. I think 3 months. And the result can come out HIV negative. But the virus can still be in that individual. It can pop up later. So if you feel that due to your extramarital activities, your infidelity, inside of marriage or outside of marriage, you take a test, you are HIV negative, a problem sorted out, you carry on your lifestyle. It won't work. Few months, few years down the line, that virus will become active, and you will realize that you are now HIV positive. To the youth out there, if you are involved in drugs and drug-related activities, and by using a syringe that goes around in your drug-related clique, then if that syringe is infected by HIV, by the virus, you can become HIV positive. So sometimes a person not directly related to HIV and AIDS activities, but indirectly he can become infected by the virus. Sometimes a person meets up in an accident, he goes to hospital, he has to receive blood. That blood, perchance, Allah forbid, might be infected and you can become HIV positive. So number one, we have to educate ourselves. Number two, people can become HIV positive not because of their own doing, because of outside related, because of something else, because of a syringe, because of receiving blood, because somebody who is HIV positive and he may have a wound or a cut, and that blood touches you where you have a wound or cut and you can become HIV positive. And there are many such cases. So we are not an island unto ourselves. We have to do something. If we are thinking this is not for me, this is not for us, it is affecting us. It is affecting our society. It is affecting us because we as South Africans are being affected. It is affecting our workforce. And we have to do something about it. So we have to speak to the people around us, especially the people that are employed by us, about abstinence. We have to become bold advocates of abstinence. We have to show compassion to those who are infected and affected. Families that are affected. Women and children that are affected. We have to show compassion towards them. We have to show them the right path. The solution is in our hands. And if they are afraid to have themselves tested, we should take them to have themselves tested. Because part of the reduction of HIV and AIDS is that people have to become tested. In Uganda, they are moving towards 90% of the entire population. They are striving for 90% of the entire population to be tested so that they can have the correct figure for those that are HIV positive and those that are HIV negative, and they know the way forward. So, respected friends, this is a global pandemic. We are part of the hotspot of HIV and AIDS. We have to do something about it. There is a Muslim AIDS program. We have to involve ourselves in the Muslim AIDS program. And the program starts from grade 00, grade R. It is an informative program. And we have to speak about it. We have to know about it. We have to become involved. If you know somebody who is infected or people who are affected, we have to go to them, speak to them. We have to educate them, educate ourselves. And education is power. Knowledge is power. So, respected friends, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and understanding of understanding this global pandemic, understanding that it is affecting sub-Saharan Africa, it is affecting South Africa. And South Africa is number four in the world picture of HIV and AIDS, we are number four. So we need to educate ourselves, we need to know about it, and we need to do something about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us for the benefit of our community and the world at large. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah.